Hey, I'm Phoebe, and you're listening to Northwest Orbit on Space 101.1 FM. This November, we've been spotlighting Drench Fries, the jangly bedroom pop project of Seattle singer-songwriter Levi Natris. Plays in several bands, including Bread Pilot, but for Drench Fries, he writes and records all the songs by himself. We asked him the differences between the two processes.
It's way different and just way harder. I'm excited to move away from that approach, honestly, like at least for now. And, you know, it'll be refreshing to just collaborate more throughout the process. But definitely, I feel like I need to like constantly bounce things off of people, even if they're not participating in the recording or the playing. Like at almost every step of a song, I'm like sending it to like 5 or 7 people and just like, hey, is this good or is this bad? And like, what do you think of it now that I changed this one thing that you won't even notice? Like that kind of stuff. So yeah, I definitely still heavily rely on like feedback from other people. But also, I think every time, though, it's like I know when it's like when it's good or not. Something, even though I do heavily rely on that, like when I send something out, I'm like, I know if people are going to like it or not. I don't know. I feel like it's just a feeling that I'm like constantly trying to find it. Just like liking something that you make is really hard to do. But I think when you make something good, if it's good enough, then like you'll know it when you find it. When something's done, that's like super hard too. I feel like that's the time where I actually do need people just to tell me like, this sounds done. You don't need to do anything else to this song.
I lie awake endlessly in bed. Can't help but wondering why you said what you said. It plays 1,000 times over in my mind. Looks like I won't get much sleep tonight. And I know.
Drench Fries went on their first major tour earlier this year, opening for Pine Grove. Levi shared with us his experience playing for these big audiences.
It was a pretty wild experience. I mean, yeah, I mentioned earlier, like I was terrified to like sing publicly until like college, until I was 17 or 18. And so I feel like I still kind of struggle with that and like tend to like get nervous for shows if I have to sing. Not if I'm not singing, like other bands, I don't particularly get nervous about playing, but singing is still feels very vulnerable and like scary. That tour that we did, we were opening for Pine Grove, and none of us except Sam had played in front of crowds the size of any of the crowds on that tour. Like they were all large crowds, and it was insane. I don't know. I got nervous like one or two nights, but I think I was trying to just mentally prepare for a long time. And I think being like with all my friends and doing that, like just, and it being a new thing for all of us helped me like just feel confident and feel good about it. That was like a very new experience, totally new and really, really cool. Yeah, it was fun.
Levi told us about the story behind one of his early songs with the awesome title, Pumpkin Spice Season is Back.
That song was the first song I ever wrote, I think. Like front to back, like finished the song, at least out of anything that's released. Yeah, I think I wrote other stuff before that, but never finished it. So yeah, I think I wrote it when I was like I had just turned 17 or something. And yeah, it was it's so stupid. It's just like about like not wanting to live in San Diego anymore and like just being like disgusted by the culture. And it's dumb, honestly. I was just like, this, that's like me like being a punk kid, I guess. the equivalent of a punk kid in like suburban nice San Diego. I guess I'm like slightly embarrassed by it, honestly, but at the same time I'm like, it's cool that it exists. And I have a demo of it I made on my computer when I was that age, because I think the recording I made when I was 18 or 19, it's cool to listen back to and be like, wow, that's like the first time I ever tried singing and like playing the parts, creating a song. And that was that song. Yeah, that's Pumpkin Spice Season is back.
Hey, which house is yours? They all look the same. Shocker and the
spotlight of Drench Fries on Northwest Orbit. Huge thank you to Levi for taking the time to chat with us. You can listen back to this episode and any previous artist features at our online archive at space101fm.org. For more info about Drench Fries, you can check out their music and merch on Bandcamp or keep up with them on Instagram. Thanks for tuning in.